Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So I was just talking with Tara here. We were talking about killing animals.
Yes.
Not even animals, like insects. Mm-hmm. Like ants, who cares? There's too many of them. Go away. Too easy to kill. Fish, tough. Tara doesn't like the struggle. I've never liked to fish. I certainly don't like to hunt. But I'll eat the fish.
Sure.
But I don't need to see it die.
The BTJ has never really been fishing. And 2 years ago, we went to Mexico for Christmas. And whenever I go down there, we always do a chartered fishing thing. Kids really like it. We go out. And she caught a mahi-mahi, big, you know, El Dorado. And I don't think she was prepared for the fight when it got on board. And
The fish doesn't want to die.
The fish doesn't want to die. And, I mean, if you ever caught one, they're big fish, and they have the flat head, so you really kind of got to give them the business. The amount of blood that was produced from that, I have a wonderful photo. And she wanted nothing to do with it, but she's still holding the pole. And me and the boat captain are trying to take this thing out. It was a full-on murder scene, and I have such a great photo of the looks, like my daughter captioned it, the look on her face and the blood that is all over the boat. It is priceless. And I think that was like her first, like, we're going fishing. And I'm not certain.
It's not that glamorous.
I think that was a tough impact.
Did she eat it?
Yeah, she ate it.
Yeah.
But it was, I think she learned a lesson that day that, nature is not, it's not.
Oh God! Look at her face.
Look at that's. Yeah, I mean it's a bloodbath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks like a murder scene for sure. Where's the fish? I can't see that.
That's
Where's the fish?
Right there.
Oh, there. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't have my glasses on.
Yeah. I mean, it's just.
Oh yeah.
There is just blood. It was all over her. I will never forget that look on her face.
Show Tara. Now, how do we feel about the boiling crab?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? Because that, dude,
it's
that
tough.
Is... It's no good.
It's
that
tough.
It's no good.
It's tough. It's
real. I mean,
the crab and the lobster, they're so delicious.
Yeah, but you can hear them screaming.
Yeah. You can kill them before that.
I know, but so it's like...
Yeah, I know.
It's just not...
This is how I view it. Because like I said, I've been hunting. It's not my favorite thing in the world. It doesn't necessarily bother me. It's just not my cup of tea. But this is the way I always try to justify it. And it's probably just mental gymnastics in my head, but it's what I do. There is no good death in nature. It does not exist.
Yeah, total justification here, by the way.
It is. But when you watch any animal video, The worst thing in the world is watching some wildebeest get eaten ass first by lion. Like, it is, its guts and its ass is getting ripped out of it, and it is still alive. And the lion isn't trying to kill it. It's just, and there's like this weird, after a while, it even stops fighting, and it just seems so bizarre that it's just laying there as something eats it. And you see this with fish and with bears, and it's just, there's no... We live in a world where we all want to think that we die when we're old and in a nursing home and surrounded by loved ones. And it's just not the way it works. And so that is the, I just try to tell myself that when I'm killing something, whether it be for,
yeah, but
for
you know
food
what,
or sport or they, for a pest.
Don't they say that lobster and crab are immortal?
What?
Yeah.
They're immortal.
Well, don't they have the genes that...
You're talking
they,
about jellyfish.
Is it jellyfish?
Jellyfish.
There is one species jellyfish. Out there that their cells regenerate.
Jellyfish.
Now, it's not that they live forever because they die of disease or whatever, but they... I think it's crab, dude.
No, it's jellyfish. There is an idea that jellyfish are immortal and that could live for
yeah, so
forever.
Think about that. So you're about to take its life and you're trying to do all this mental gymnastics. Yeah, that thing could live for another 8 billion years.
Until an orca comes along and rips it in
well,
half.
Well, but maybe it won't.
And here's the thing. This is the other way. And it's a total justification, I know. But given the chance... That fish or that spider would rip me in half, and it wouldn't think twice about it. If the roles were reversed,
yeah, dude.
If the roles were reversed, and I was 6 inches, you know, 6 inches, you know, tall, and that spider weighed 255 pounds,
but you're not. It's not.
That spider would rip me apart and wouldn't
dude,
think twice about
that
it.
That is a terrible way to think.
But it's. It's the
it
only.
It just makes you feel better. Whatever makes you feel
true.
Better, fella.
I told you, it's a total justification. I love to fish, but I do at times struggle when I see a beautiful fish and I get it next to the boat and I realize that there is a big fat, especially when you do swordfish or a marlin or an eldorado. The hook is not little. It is a big fat hook, and I think about it. What would you say if you put that in the mouth of a deer or?
Right.
Or like an elk, and you're just like, come here, baby. I just got this hook in your mouth. I'm gonna wind you in. And I do. I struggle with that. And then I ignore it because mahi-mahi tacos are delicious.
You know, I will say, have you ever had piranha?
No.
We
tasty?
Yeah, actually really tasty. But it's very, it's just, there's not a lot of meat. They're small. And
yeah.
the meat's only in the back.
Yeah.
But we caught some piranha in Peru. And I will say that I had no problem with killing them because they want to bite your face off.
Right?
The second they come out of the water,
see?
Their little teeth come out and they're like...
See?
And
they
so
would kill you.
Kill.
They would kill
I mean,
you.
I didn't kill them. The guy did because he just didn't have any thumbs anymore. So that dude had no fingers from years of
piranha.
Being... Yeah, the piranha's taken all his fingers, so he just clubs them with his club hands. And I loved it, only because the piranhas were pretty aggressive. So I'm like, all right, you deserve to die.
Yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is something when you go hunting and you shoot something and it's not, you didn't kill it all the way, it's still breathing. It is something the first time you watch someone slit something's throat, it's it'll stay with you. And that, like I said, and there's some people that really enjoy that. I do not. I begrudgingly put up with it, and I can do it, and I can look the other way. But the weird part is the people that love it. It's like,
yeah.
they're
murderers,
they love it.
They're murderers.
And bird hunting is even weirder. I got a buddy of mine that loves hunting duck, loves it. It's his favorite thing in the world. And guess what he doesn't like to eat? Duck.
Why does he?
Thank you. So he gives away, I mean, the duck doesn't go wasted. He gives it away. He actually gives it away to a Chinese restaurant. They cook all their
Why
duck
does he
with
love
it.
To, are they easier to kill then?
Oh, he likes to shoot them. Like, it's his favorite thing in the world is to go duck hunting, and he doesn't like duck.
Why doesn't he choose a bird that he likes?
I don't know. I don't know if he even likes eating birds. He likes killing ducks, and I'm a little, and he's a good dude, but it's a little, it makes me a little uneasy. He's like, hey, you want to go blow some ducks? I'm like, out of the sky? I'm like, are you going to eat them? No, we're just going to shoot them. I'm like, I'd feel better if we were eating
yeah.
the duck.
Yeah.
As opposed to just shooting the duck and then lining up all the dead duck in the boat.
Have you ever had pheasant?
I have had pheasant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Have you, obviously you've had turkey.
Yeah.
Have you ever killed a wild turkey?
No, I've never done turkey hunts.
Yeah.
And that's the other one too, is I don't understand the idea of like, I had a chance to go turkey hunting and it was just some dude driving in a truck making a call, and then like you lean
here
out of you lean out of the truck door and shoot the damn thing.
Yeah.
I have respect for the dude.
I think the turkey should have guns.
Exactly. Like Dave Bartu, like goes elk hunting, and that dude spends like a week hiking through the mountains and tracking. And there's a I have a lot of respect for that. But when you're one of these big game hunters that goes to Africa, pays $50,000 for your fat ass to sit in a gator, like a John Deere, and then just drive up to some old ass lion that doesn't even isn't even afraid of you and stares at you, and then you shoot the thing from F you.
Hallelujah.
That's horse crap.
All right. There is a segment on animal killings. Right there.
Yeah. And piranha, we're okay with this. I love the idea of the guy with no thumbs just beating a piranha to death with his stubs.
Yeah. Well, he wouldn't let us handle him. No. He's like, dude, you're going to lose a finger. I'm like, fine. You don't have any fingers left. Nice. You take it.
Damn right.
But it was delicious.
Yeah.
All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.